All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 160 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. What I've been doing, a little bit different, shaking things up a little bit. So when I get home from work, I'm in bed within 30 minutes. I mean, this is something I've just been doing. It's not like, you know, like two or three nights. You know, this is fairly new. But I have this bad habit. I come home and I sit down in front of my computer. I have this little dorm fridge down here, crack open a beer, start messing around on the computer, start looking at stuff, reading stuff, you know, whatever. You know how you get lost in the internet. Next thing you know, I'm not drinking. It's not the drinking that's the problem. It's the staying up too late that's the problem. I mean, I'm not down here getting rip-roaring drunk. I like two beers or something. But I spend too much time, and then I go to bed too late, and then I don't really feel completely rested. Of course, Tony says it's because I snore and I have sleep apnea and I need to hook up some kind of like full face mask, some kind of head, put my head in some kind of like, in some kind of a machine before I go to bed. That's what she wants me to do. She wants me to put my head in a machine before I go to bed. I don't know. But anyway, I'm getting off track already. But anyway, so instead of doing that, I come in, and within the first 30 minutes, I'm in bed, and I read, and I don't drink any beer, you know. I have maybe like a glass of milk, all right? For some reason, a good cold glass of milk late at night hits the spot, and I'm not even talking about like a tumbler. I'm talking like maybe a little shot glass, like a small little juice glass of ice cold milk. That hits the spot. I go to bed and I read until I fall asleep, and then I feel like so much better the next day. It's because I don't get enough sleep. So I don't know. It seems like it's working for me. I like it so far. Also, I'm reading the Jeff Tweedy book. Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, Uncle Tupelo. You know, his autobiography or memoir, depending on how you look at it. It's really good, very funny. Guy's a self-deprecating, funny writer, smart dude. Recommended. I'm like a quarter of the way into it, so I still have a ways to go, but I'm liking it so far. So anyway, that's changing my life so far. This is like a very early days. I don't know if I'll be able to maintain. I'm a night owl. I don't know. I'm like wired. It's like a failure, and I want to get to that later. It feels like a failure to go to bed. Tony loves to sleep. As long as I've known her, she's like, she can't wait to go to sleep. You know, we're completely polar opposites on that deal. I want to bring you up to date on a couple other things. Last weekend, we booked our Myrtle Beach 2021 trip. We went with the early October again because the weather was absolute perfection, and the prices go down because if schools are, you know, if people are still going to school, who knows? I mean, society is breaking down at a high rate. People are still going to school. I mean, they're generally back in by October, you know. So the prices drop, and the weather's still great. It's not super crowded, but it's not like a ghost town. I've been to a beach in the winter when there's nobody around. It's not, you know, it sounds fun. It's not. It's kind of depressing. I don't know, there's some kind of sadness to it. It's gray and overcast. There's nobody around. All the restaurants and bars and stores are all closed, and it's not, I don't know. It's not recommended. Anyway, so we booked it. In October, early October, the place is still bustling. There's still lots of people around. It's just not cram-packed, you know. So, but we almost made a tactical error. Tony said, Tony was in front of her computer. She was getting ready. She was choosing the dates. Also, the reason why we were, why we went ahead and did this, we got an email from the place that we stay at down there. And they said, if you book this weekend, 30% off, you know, book a, you know, book more than 5 days in 2021 and we'll knock 30% off the normal price. This place isn't cheap, but, you know, it's not, I'm not, it's not the Ritz-Carlton, but it's definitely not cheap. But 30% off, that's a real good deal. So we went in there, we booked it, and she goes, make sure we, she goes, before I choose these dates, make sure, go on your phone and see when the fall biker week is. Because they have these biker weeks throughout the year, and we didn't know, I didn't know. I mean, I don't think Tony knew that there's one in the fall, too, a fall bikers week. I don't know anything about that. It was, so we went down, last year when we were down there, it kind of overlapped a few days. Like, we were there during the tail end of biker week. And it was like, I mean, they're fine. Everybody's nice. It's not that. There's no, there's nothing menacing or anything. It's not that. What it is the noise. It's like so loud. Everybody loves to rev their engines. What is that? Why do people love the sound of a revving engine? I've never understood that. In fact, it almost pisses me off, you know? It's like, why are you making unnecessary noise like that? And people are like, yeah, I love that. Whew, man, that gets the blood pumping. Whew, crank that engine. It's like, what the? I sincerely don't understand what the shit that's about, you know? Anyway, so there's a lot of that. Also, and almost worse, is they have these like fancy motorcycles that have these speakers attached to them, and they blast music. So everybody has different music. So there's like all these motorcycles going up and down and up and down Ocean Boulevard all the time. And all of them, or not all of them, but a good number of them are blasting music at ear-splitting volume. Every one of them listen to something different. It's maddening, you know? So it's not the, you know, the, everybody that we ever encountered during these biker weeks have been friendly and nice. It's not that. It has nothing to do with that. It's the noise and the congestion. You can't drive anywhere because there's motorcycles everywhere. There's all kinds of shit going on. Everything's blocked. So anyway, so I went on my phone and I did a search for fall biker week and I got the dates. She goes, huh, that's a week earlier than it was last year, but okay. So she started booking the week after. And then I was like, whoa. Hang on a second. The dates I just gave you, I almost made a terrible error. The week I just gave you is for Daytona Beach, not Myrtle Beach. So the next week, the week following is Myrtle Beach, and that was literally the week she was gonna book our room. So we'd have got down there, and the entire time we were there would be biker week, you know. So I almost made a mistake, but I corrected in time. So we booked it the week after that. So it's, I don't know, it's like a few days later than this past year, but early October still. Can't wait. Love it. There's nothing better. Well, I don't know. There might be some things better. But Myrtle Beach, October, early October, man, that's good stuff. And I can't wait. So we're going to try to make that a yearly thing until we move down there. We might move down there someday. All right, so we did that. Also, I want to start firing up the mailing list again. Hang on a second. Let me take a hit off this coffee. It's time. Oh, man. That's that Costco coffee. That stuff's strong, which I like. I have no issue with that. Stronger than the 8 o'clock and the Dunkin' Donuts. But anyway, so I want to fire up the mailing list again. Things sat dormant for years. One of the things, though, when you send out these massive emails like that, I use MailChimp, right? And the people I used prior require that there be a mailing address at the bottom of each. I mean, you just plug it into the template, you know, and it's It's got to show a mailing address and some other information. There's it's required. It's some kind of anti-spam thing. So I don't have a P.O. box. I let that thing lapse. I don't get any mail. You know what the thing about, you know, the thing about that is, so I have a P.O. box over there in Chinchilla, you know what I'm saying? Chinchilla, Pennsylvania. And I don't get any mail there. Nobody sends me anything. The only thing I get in there is like pizza ads, you know, that kind of stuff. And every once in a while I get one of those off-brand phone books. You know what I mean? It's not like an official one. It's just like some kind of like underground phone book. Some kind of knockoff, a Chinese knockoff. I don't know. But anyway, so I get nothing, so I don't check it. And then, so I might not check it for like 2 months because there's nothing for me there. And during that 2 months, I'll get a notification that my bill's due. I need to pay another 6 months. And then I don't pay it because I don't know about it. And then they close the thing. And then they want to charge you some fee to reactivate. You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, I don't need this thing. Why do I need this thing? I'm not paying. No way. I'm not paying a $25 fee to reactivate this thing. It's bullshit. So then you let it go. It's a cycle of life. So I need to get better about that. I bought a planner. It's sitting right here. I just got it yesterday in the mail. 2021 planner. And I'm going to put the dates in there when I have to renew this thing. So 6 months, you know, 6 months from yesterday, right? And then 6 months after that, right? Every 6 months I'll pay it. So that I don't do that again. But anyway, so they require an address at the bottom of this MailChimp thing. And I thought about maybe I should just put my home address in there. Who cares? God. At this point, who gives a shit? What, is somebody going to show up here? No. Nobody has that much energy. You know, why would they do that anyway? Who wants to show up? Who wants to talk to me? You know, that seems like something that wouldn't happen, you know. But I mentioned it to Tony. She goes, I don't like the idea of that. I said, all right. So I went back over there, and I said, I went back over there on Monday, and I to Chinchilla. It's a small little, I mean, this place is like, it's the tiniest little, it used to be like they used to have like a mobile home out there, and that was the post office. They moved the mobile home, that's gone, and they put it in like an actual building, but it's just like one little, it's just the end of a building. It's a small, very small, and it's basically, it's got the counter in there, and then it's got some P.O. boxes. Right? That's all. That's all it is. It's really tiny. So anyway, I went over there and I had to stand in line. You had to stand on these dots. You know, you have to be socially distanced. There's all these people in there talking. That's the problem with these small town post offices. There's like people in there like, did you enjoy the cookies that I gave you? I mean, you know, like get out of my way, man. And you know, they're up there talking like they're friends or something. This is a post office clerk. It's like, I don't understand. It's like, okay. So then I finally get up there and the woman goes, I used to have a box here, P.O. box 613. I had it for years. I let it lapse, you know. I said, do you have 613? I said, I want to get another one, but I'd like to get 613 if it's available. She goes, well, the chances of that are very minimal. I said, would you mind checking? I mean, I don't know. I don't need a lecture on this. I said, well, plus, why is it so hot in here? My sweet God in heaven. You guys got this thing cranked up, don't you? She was like, well, it's cold outside. I said, well, it certainly isn't in here. You know? She goes, let me check, see if I have a... She goes, 613 is available. I said, all right, let's do it. I want to have the same P.O. box. I was like, would you mind if I, like, carpeted my box? You know, that doesn't sound very good. But I was thinking about maybe, like, you know, putting a little bit of indoor-outdoor carpet in there, just, you know. She goes, no, you can't, you know, you can't add anything to the box itself. So, all right. So, anyway, so she's like, she goes, I need two forms ID, one from this list, this one from this column, and one from this column. I said, are you serious? I said, I already had a P.O. box over here. You guys know me. We're friends. She goes, no. We're starting all over. The thing about that is, if you wait long enough, you don't have to pay that fee. You know, if I'd have renewed like 3 months after I let it lapse, they had charged me that $25 fee or whatever it was. And now I just get the same box, but it's free. It doesn't cost me anything extra anyway. I was like, are you serious? I said, am I going to have to go out and I'm going to have to get in line again, stand on these dots again and find something in my car, like an insurance card or something? She goes, oh, sorry. So I had to do that. And so I get up there and I finally get back up there. And she's like, I don't know, you know, she's... It just takes forever, and she gives me the keys, and she goes, check those keys, make sure they work, and, you know, all this stuff. So, and I'm up there going, oh, my God, the heat in this thing, the heat in here. She's like, it's cold, it's winter. So what is the story? You guys don't have any platelets in your blood in here? I mean, I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. It's like, what in the, why is it 115 degrees in this bitch? I'm sweating. My crack is awash in perspiration, you know? What is going on? And, but anyway, I got that all straightened out. I got the same P.O. Box 613, Chinchilla, Pennsylvania. And now I can put that at the bottom of my MailChimp, you know? Oh, another thing. That's what I was having a lapse. She was like, I want you to, on the back, list every, you know, variation that you might receive mail. I was like, what the, why don't, if it says 613, just stick it in the box. I mean, why do you need to know? I was like, I don't know, maybe like Jeff K. All right. You know, the West Virginia Surf Report, the WVSR, you know, I don't know. Smoking Fish Media. That's my phony baloney company that I own. She goes, how about people who are allowed to pick up mail without a key? I said, I don't need anybody like that. She goes, how about, you know, what if there's an issue where you're in the hospital or something? I said, what? Do you know something I don't know? She was like, I said, I don't know. I guess I could put my wife on there. So I put Tony on there. She goes, you put that in the wrong column. That needs to be in there. I'm like, oh, my God. So why does this have to be so complicated? Just give me the keys. You know, I mean, I don't know. And, you know, and the whole thing's, it was ridiculous. It took forever. It was like an ordeal. It was a drawn out ordeal. But fast forward, I got P.O. Box 613 back. I'm going to put some indoor outdoor carpet in there. I'm going to have it's going to have to, you know, some aftermarket upgrades. It's too boring. It's just, it's like a boring box. I need some aftermarket upgrades. Anyway, that happened. MailChimp, every Friday I'm planning to do it. I don't know if it's going to be this Friday, but if not, it'll be the first Friday of, hey, there you go. First Friday of the new year. It'll be a 2021 thing. That might be better. All right, another thing. The other day, I don't know if I mentioned this, we went down to Allentown to Costco right before Christmas. And did I mention this? We were over there, and Tony's like, hey, there's some beer store, some crazy beer store that I see mentioned on Facebook all the time. And she goes, maybe we should check it out. It's in Allentown. I said, hell yeah, let's do it. And so I said, what's it called? She goes, I don't know, Shangies or something. I said, Shangies? What the shit's that? She goes, I don't know, I didn't name it. So she pulled it up on her phone, and we went over there. The place was crazy. I mean, I've seen some crazy beer stores. There's this one in Exeter, semi-close to me. It's close. It's not very many miles, but it takes forever to get there. It's like located in a terrible, like you have to drive like through these small little towns. Anyway, there's this place. It's called Sabatini's. Crazy. Wild. I mean, they have every craft beer. I've never, you know... It's an insane place, you know. It also has a bar in there. It's fantastic. It's called Sabatini's Bottle Shop. All right, so that's great. And then we're in Myrtle Beach last year. We went to this other place called Total Wine and Spirits. It was like this huge. It was like a grocery store, except they sold liquor and wine and beer in there. They also sold. They had like a walk-in humidor where you could buy all these cigars and stuff. You know, it was huge, but the beer section was gigantic. But it wasn't just dedicated to beer, right? It was to all alcohol, any kind of alcoholic beverage. It's a temple to alcoholic beverages. But this place, this Shangy's place, I don't know if I talked about this, and if I did, I apologize. It's huge too. It's not quite as huge as that place in Myrtle Beach, but it's dedicated 100% to beer, and it's giant. It's way bigger than that Sabatini's, which previously had been like the wildest beer store I'd ever been in. So we went in there, and there's this big neon sign that says, "You are now entering beer heaven," or something along those lines. And there's like all these hand trucks out front and like shopping carts. I was like, there's people, like customers, pushing hand trucks, you know, through this place, loading up like cases of beer. And the place is insane. It's got all these craft beers I've never heard of. And I know a thing or two about beer, you know. It's like wild. I was pulling up the stuff on my phone on Beer Advocate to see what they were rated. We bought a case of this something called Zombie Dust IPA. Thing was rated 100 out of 100 on Beer Advocate. Actually, I'd had that before. I had a pint of it at Backyard Ale House, so I was familiar with it, but I'd never seen it in a store before. Bought a case of that shit. The place is like massive. I mean, it was like sensory overload. Like, I've never seen anything like that. People are like stacking beer on these hand trucks and rolling them up. It's like wild. I've never been to a store where they have like 20 hand trucks sitting by the front door and you just take one. And they have different rooms back in the back. They had a room back there where it had all the like the swill, you know, like the Miller Lights and all that shit, like Bud Light, crap like that. Just the standard 30 pack stuff that people that don't like beer drink, you know. And then they had this room where they had like all these slushies. You could go in there and get slushies, alcoholic slushies. I have no interest in that whatsoever. The main giant room is just all craft beer. And it's huge. And it's stuff I've never seen. And the prices were amazing. I was like, this is the greatest place on earth. They say Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. I think they're giving them a run for their money on that shit, you know? Shangy's Beer Emporium, right outside of Allentown. I don't think it's actually in Allentown, but it's real. It's right next to it. So that place blew my mind. So every time we go down there, we're going to be going to Shangy's. The only downside, the cashier's not super friendly, semi-surly, not super friendly. I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, so that brings you up to date on all that shite. Let's see, what else? The main thing I wanted to talk about, here we are at the end again. I do this every time. I was talking about getting to sleep early, or, you know, getting to sleep earlier than I have been. Sleep. I wrote this article years ago for my friend Mark Maynard's zine, Crime Wave USA is what it was called. It was called Sleep is Creepy, and that's true, right? I feel that sleep, and I'm not kidding, I'm not trying to be funny here. All my life, I've viewed sleep as something that's creepy, and I wish I didn't have to do it. I feel resentful that I have to do it. It feels almost like it's like a dormancy thing, like an insect-like dormancy, you know, where you have to assume some kind of a dormant state every day to keep alive. And it feels like something that humans should not have to do at this point. It feels like we should be evolved to the point where we don't need to go into a dormant state every day. And just think of all just think, every house. It's like how many dormancy platforms, or how many dormancy chambers? There's a platform in there to facilitate your dormant state, you know, a raised dormancy platform. Some of them are very expensive. And there's a chamber, there's chambers for people to slip into this to sleep, to slip into like this death light. It's like death light, you know? And I'm always afraid, what if you go to sleep and you go in too deep? What if you can't get back, you know? The whole thing is weird. In fact, I used to watch, when I was a kid, I'd see people going to bed, like Little House on the Prairie, whatever. And these people would be like making a big production. They would wear hats and stuff. I don't know. I think they were like sleeping out in the middle of the, I mean, it's cold, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. They wear sleeping hats. I'd be like, I don't like this. You know, something about this makes me, it kind of freaks me out a little bit. It's insect-like. Are you with me on this? And you have to go, you have to have platforms, you have to have chambers in your house. It's like we're looking at a new house. How many dormancy chambers do you require on this thing? Well, you know, I mean, you know, three dormancy chambers. It's like all this wasted square footage that could be used for something better. You know, that's no good. The whole thing about sleep is it's fucking creepy, right? Am I wrong about this? Am I way off? But I've felt this way all my life, and I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, I don't like it. It feels like a failure. And when I come home from work or like my entire life, I like fight sleep. I don't want to go to sleep. It's not because I don't. It's not particular. I mean, I'm not thinking every night, it's creepy. It's just I don't want to go to sleep. I want to stay awake. I want to be up. I want to be getting something done, even if it's just like messing around on the internet. That's better than being up there sleeping, right? I mean, nothing's getting done then. I mean, I feel better the next day, and there's a payoff, I guess, and that's what I'm doing. But I don't like it. If there was some kind of pill that I could take to allow me to stay awake all the time, I would gladly take it. Cause sleep is creepy, and it's a waste of time, and it's a waste of square footage. It's a waste of money. You got to get all these supplies. All these various, you know, dormancy supplies. Now they're wanting me to get some kind of a full face mask when people are like dozing off, when they're transitioning from their conscious state into the dormancy state, they look like fools. They're like their heads are rolling around. There's like slobber coming out of the mouth. It's like they've become like drooling, lobotomized idiots, you know? I mean, who can support such a thing? Sleep is creepy. I wish there was a way to avoid it. So, anyway, that was the main thing. I feel like I didn't give it the full, you know, the attention it deserves. If you want to read that article, it's on the internet somewhere. Just do a search for the WVSR, Sleep is Creepy. It'll come right up. So, anyway, I still feel... That thing got picked up by some national magazine, by the way. I can't remember what it was. They paid me money. They paid me like $200 or something and ran it in a national magazine. The only thing about that is I feel like they edited it and it made it worse. It hurt it. It hurt its quality. They made it shorter, but the way they edited it, you know, didn't do it any justice. I can't even remember the name of the magazine, but some kind of hippy dippy thing. I don't know. It was like, this thing said Jeff K. Satire, you know, very upscale, some kind of hippie magazine. I could tell you. I don't know. But anyway. All right. So we're at the end of that thing. I'm going to leave you now with a new call from the hotline. This is from an old surf reporter. And when I say old, I don't know about his age, but he's tenured. He's a tenured surf reporter from many years. And I always thought his username was, I mean, I thought it was Icicle 66. He pronounces it Icicle 66, which makes sense because it's spelled that way, but I don't know. I always assumed it was just Icicle. So this is a new message left on the Surf Report hotline right here.
Hey, Jeff, this is Icicle 66. I used to post a lot on your website. And then one day you did something to cross the man and became an enemy of the state, apparently. The Army has long since blocked my access from work to your West Virginia Surf Report. And, you know, I only ever read the Internet when I'm getting paid tax dollars to do so. But sometimes I do like to catch up with what's going on in the on the surf with your podcast. You do great work there. And a few podcasts ago, you were talking about your favorite candy bars. And now this is something I always have to chime in on. I cannot, will not resist the urge to jump in on the best candy bar debate. And I'd like to throw the Zero Bar in as the best, my favorite, and most underrated candy bar. It's completely different than all the rest of the crap and the garbage out there. First, it's the one in the silver wrapper. You don't see it in all the places, the Zero Bar. Have you heard of this? Silver wrapper. It's got no chocolate in it. It's not a chocolate bar. It's got white fudge, a thin layer of white fudge around the outside of it. And they're not trying to pretend it's white chocolate or that crap. It's white fudge. And it has real almond nougat in it. Not this whipped up corn syrup fluffy crap. In all the other candy bars, real almond nougat. It's interesting. It's a delightful, delectable treat. I'll tell you what. Round out the top five, I don't know, in no particular order. You got the Butterfingers. They're delicious. Kit Kat. Snickers always a good contender. And, I don't know, Fifth Avenue bar, I guess. Sounds fancy. I like that high class shit. All right. Thanks for the verbal updates, the oral work you do, Jeff. It's real good, and have a good week.
Thank you for the call, Icicle. I'm sorry that the, you know, it used to irritate the hell out of me. People used to send me pictures. They send me photographs of their work computer where the Surf Report's blocked. You know, the Surf Report website. It's blocked. It says, like, I don't know, profanity or something, or pornography. Sometimes it says pornography. Pornography? I don't think so. We're not doing any porn over at the Surf Report. But anyway, sorry that it's blocked. You know, that's no good. But I'm glad you're enjoying the Surf Report podcast, the podcast, the audio version. I appreciate you listening to it. And your candy bar choices, that the first one's controversial. I'm very familiar with the Zero Bar. It's a white candy bar, which kind of freaks me out a little bit. I don't know if I've ever tasted one, to tell you the truth. I might have to test that thing out. You make it sound pretty good. White fudge. That sounds delightful. Also, I don't know about that nougat, like some kind of fancy nougat. I might have to check this thing out. I don't know. I certainly know the Zero Bar, and it always seemed odd to the point where I never gave it a chance, I think. I don't know if I've ever tasted it, to tell you the truth. It's been around forever. I mean, I think the thing's been around my entire life, you know. Very familiar with it. Not sure I ever tasted it because it seemed weird because it's white. It's like those white dog turds from the 70s. What happened to them? How come there's no white dog shit anymore? That's a subject for a different day. But, okay, you got me intrigued by this thing. The Zero Bar, I'm going to give that a test. I'm going to test that baby out. You make it sound pretty good. I like the white fudge. That sounds, I like it. All right, so I'm going to test that out. Your other choices are, solid. Fifth Avenue, I don't know about that. I can't even recall what that is. I mean, I've had them, and I don't remember hating them. But I don't remember loving them either. I can't even recall. I can't even bring up in my damaged brain what that even is. But All right, that one's a little off the wall, too. You don't hear too many people, you know, going to bat for the Fifth Avenue. But I might check that out, too. But I definitely want to check out the Zero Bar. I'll do that, and I'll report back. So thank you for the comment and for the message and all that stuff. Thank you for participating, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Ice Cycle 66. Call anytime you want. I appreciate it. And if you want to call in, you can do it too. It's the number is 570-290-8151. You can call 24 hours a day. Leave a message. I'll use it in a future episode, almost certainly. Again, the number is 570-290-8151. And if you didn't get that, it's in the show notes. So check it out. Also, if you want to support my efforts and get two of these episodes every week instead of a measly just one, who could be happy with just one episode a week? I don't understand that. You can double down. You can get two a week. And all it'll take is a $4 monthly donation over at patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 monthly donation. $4. Put it on a credit card. You won't notice it because it's $4. And in return, as a thank you, you'll get an extra episode every week. Every week. It's fantastic. It's exactly, the episodes are exactly like these. I mean, I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough to make any kind of differentiation. I just do what I do, right? So every episode is just like these. So if you want a second one every week, sign up today at patreon.com/Jeff K. It helps me out a great deal. And you get an extra episode every week. It's a win-win. Also, if you want to send me an email, send it over to surfreportpod@gmail.com. Someday I'll open that email address, that email box, see what's in there. Whew. All right. We're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back soon with a Patreon episode for patrons only. The Delta Force podcast listeners. The elites. I'll do that soon. So until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see ya. Bye. It's like those white dog turds from the 70s. What happened to them? How come there's no white dog shit anymore?